A gunman shooting rampage that killed 8 people at a mall in Allen, Texas last week was horrific, but not unique. Since then, there have been well over a dozen mass shootings in the U.S. That's according to the Gun Violence Archive. Firearms have become the number one cause of death for kids and teens. So is it now time to treat gun violence as a public health crisis? Our colleague Michelle Martin reached out to Dr. Deborah Prathro-Spith, who has played a key role in defining youth violence as a public health issue.
Guns in America play a huge role. Guns play a huge role in suicides as well. When you look at the homicide rate of the United States compared to other peer countries, it's very clear that the presence of guns is probably the most outstanding variable.
And what about the racial differences here in the kinds of violence that different people are subjected to?
Suicide is more common in white America and homicide more common in black America. And violence is learned behavior. We don't come out of the womb ready to commit suicide or homicide. And I think as a culture, understanding that children who are hurt, hurt others or hurt themselves. And our job is not to give them a gun, but our job is to figure out how to help them heal.
So what does it mean exactly to take a public health approach to gun violence?
It's really understanding what are the risk factors. How do we help children who are hurt? How do we help them heal from the anger, the guilt, the pain, but also give them the strategies to move forward?
Is it about keeping people busy? Is it about what? Giving them different ways to blow off steam?
I'll never forget a football player, and he said, I really don't like football that much, but when my friends say, hey, come hang out with me, I can say, man, I'm so tired because I just had practice. So he had developed his own strategies for dealing with the peer pressure around issues of fighting. So it is busy, it is purpose, it is opportunity. Those are the things that are very, very important for kids in the thick, if you will.
It just seems like our conversations around gun violence in the current moment just immediately go to politics. Is there a way that we could talk about this that you think would be productive?
I would start with where we were successful in the past, and that was in banning assault weapons. That from 1994 to 2004, those who wanted guns had guns during that period. They just weren't able to buy these high-powered assault weapons. So I would say we've done it before. We can do it again, even with the ban on assault weapons, and just make our children safer.
That's Dr. Deborah Prathro-Spith. She's Dean and Professor of Medicine at Charles R. Drew University of Medicine and Science. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.